Academic Minute podcast support comes from the American Council on Education, providing leadership and advocacy on behalf of the nation's colleges and universities for almost 100 years. Learn more at acenet.edu.
Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Science fiction writers like to create worlds long free of our society's toughest social issues. But as Ron Shavers, assistant professor of English at the College of St. Rose, explains, one particular genre continues to ask questions about how future generations will view the concept of race.
What is Afrofuturism? Most think that it's just another word for science fiction written by or about black people, but in fact it's so much more. The term itself was first used by cultural critic Mark Derry in 1995 to identify the ways in which black bodies are often viewed as and treated like machines. From both within the black community, think about a phrase like the human beatbox, and without. Black theorists quickly seized upon the definition, however, and expanded it. And the term now refers to the many ways in which the question of what qualifies as a technology, as well as technological innovation, gets complicated by issues of race. Simply put, then, Afrofuturism is a literary, artistic, and cultural movement that combines elements of non-European cultural traditions, science fiction, and magic realism to not only critique the present-day dilemmas of people of color, but also revive and reinterpret past historical events. Think, for example, of the music of Sun Ra or George Clinton, the canvases of visual artists Jean-Michel Basquiat or Rene Cox, or the fiction of Samuel Delaney, Octavia Butler, or Ishmael Reed. Each one of these artists can be described as Afrofuturistic because their art celebrates a decidedly black perspective while simultaneously drawing attention to how little people of color appear in supposedly race-neutral sci-fi environments. Aesthetically, what all these artists have in common is that they help to identify how race-neutral technology tends to get racially classified, and at times even illustrate how people can transcend such thinking. In other words, Afrofuturism is a means, not an end. And it's one that makes reference to the past in order to gently ask the question, what color will the future look like?
That was Ron Shavers of the College of St. Rose. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College, celebrating 175 years of educating women leaders around the world.
Win.